Today is Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I was just looking, and we have no voicemails. If you guys want to give a call, you can always call into the show at 479-221-9393. And talk about, you know, I don't know, give me a piece of your mind regarding all of the weird and wacky things that I say on here. I do have a new listener. And this is a person that's listened to shows that I've been on, but I apparently did not listen to Geeky Gay before. And so I want to call them out, mainly because I have no content. And so, I'm just filling time here, But, so a Throwing Down listener, which Throwing Down is a show that I do with Joe Batance over on the Afterthought Network. And one of the listeners over there is now a new listener to Geeky Gay. And so I'm just looking for the message so I could actually read it. And I have a lot. There's the channel. So, Jordan Darling, Jay Darling, over there in the Discord, and he's listened to other things that I've been on, I believe, and I follow him on Twitter. He follows me. So, Jordan, he says, I'm looking for the actual message. I do not know why I've waited this long to start listening to Geeky Gay. I am now obsessed. Talking to the voicemails, I love when Adam does that. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, why not talk to voicemails? You know, I feel like I've always talked to voicemails. So I want to say, from day one, when I started podcasting, I was determined that I was going to have a mixer and I was going to do everything live to tape. So I wasn't going to go in and edit back in my bumpers or my voicemails or sound effects that I played, or I was going to have a mixer and do it, you know, the way a professional might do it. So I was going to record everything live. And that's what I've done ever since the very beginning. And so even in the Adam and Maddie show, which was the first podcast that I did, we would play voicemails live and we would talk back to the voicemails as if the person was on. I mean, at least that's what I recall. And I feel like on Mix Minus, when we have a voicemail, we do that as well. So I don't think I'm unique in that fact, because I don't know. I feel like if you just sit there and let a voicemail play and then come in afterwards, first of all, it's not as interactive. Like, it doesn't feel like I'm really listening. I'm not actively listening to the voicemail. I could have just inserted that in post. And I feel like it makes the person who called in feel special because I'm talking to them. You know, I mean, people don't get to talk to me every day. So thank you, Jordan. I am glad that you enjoy the show. I will take it at face value and I won't analyze it. You know, a lot of time it's hard for me to take compliments or, you know, take people saying, oh, I love listening to. I think, I wonder what they love. Do they think I'm just crazy as, you know, batshit crazy and they just like laughing at me? But, you know, I shouldn't think those things. I should just think, you know what? They enjoy the show. So we had already talked about the weekend. I did poorly last night on Weight Watchers. I said we handed out candy and I ate some candy over the weekend. And I cooked my Throwing Down dish, which I'm going to talk about today on Throwing Down. So I won't go into detail about that. But and if you guys want to listen, I don't think this will be posted, so I'm not even going to tell you. But you can listen to it after the fact if you subscribe and pay some money on the Patreon. So I made the dish for that and we watched TV. And then yesterday it was just a normal work day. We did walk. Oh, by the way, I am feeling mostly better from my COVID shot. I'm assuming that it was side effects, but I still don't know whether I should go get one of those, you know, instant read thermometer tests or whatever that they have, because I mean, I had a little bit of coughiness. I had a fever. I had headache. Like I was like, it was like I had the whole thing. And I'm pretty much back to normal now. Today, I haven't had a fever for 2 days. So the fever, the last time I had a fever was on Sunday morning. So I'm good there, but I just, you know, I wonder, but I've always been one of those people. I'm like, oh, I would rather be ignorant. But the thing about this is, though, you know, if you're going to be around people, you kind of need to know so you don't go around people. I don't know. I mean, I have an orchestra rehearsal tomorrow. I'm still debating whether I'm going to go and buy the test or not. We'll see. But Dean Barney on Twitter was basically judging me. Basically just judging me right there on Twitter. Dean Barney was like, you know what, Adam? I am judging you. Look at me judging you right now. He says, I don't agree with having boosters before the government recommended time. But that's me. We are all entitled to our worthless opinions. Well, at least you couched it by saying that. It's not a worthless opinion, but I have mixed feelings about it. And I did think the same thing that you thought. I don't want you guys to judge me. So, Dean, I hope you're not judging me because I really did put some thought into it. But the thing is, his company was saying, hey, we have these boosters available. They're going to go to waste. If you're 6 months or more out, we are accepting you. That's basically what they were saying. And so to me, what that was saying was, we're going to have to throw these things away because, you know, they don't last forever. And so we would rather give them to someone. In fact, when they first started the whole vaccination thing, if you went to a pharmacy or something, at the end of the day, if not enough people had come through, but they needed to get rid of some batches, they would ask for volunteers to go and take the vaccine so that they didn't have to waste it. And I feel like that's the position that they were in. And so I thought, you know, I mean, it's not like I was taking someone else's spot in line, because I'm telling you, folks, people in Arkansas are not interested in some vaccine for the most. I mean, a large portion of Arkansas. So I bet we've thrown away a lot here. So I felt like, you know, I could feel okay about myself because they were basically asking for people. But I get what you're saying. I mean, I smell what you're cooking. So what I was going to say is I didn't do good on, I don't know where I got off the railroad track there, but at some point I was going to say last night, because I just haven't been feeling all that great. And anytime I'm emotionally or physically not all there, I use it as an excuse to eat, because eating makes me feel better. It's a crutch. Eating and sex. But anyway, so eating and sex at the same time, never a thing that I've done, but maybe it would help. So anyway, I made a dish that I would, I mean, I made a dinner that I would normally make, but while I'm doing Weight Watchers, but I made eggs. And eggs are 0 points, but I made scrambled eggs, and I had made steak for throwing down, and we only had a little bit left. So I thought, oh, I'm going to mix that steak in with the eggs. So I'm going to make scrambled eggs with steak. Then I thought, well, it needs cheese in it, you know, to make it good. And then it needs a little milk to make it a little creamier. And, you know, and so then it was totally not a Weight Watchers free eggs. And then I thought, well, you know what? I made scones for throwing down. So, and there's some left over and I don't want to waste them. And they're basically biscuits. So I might as well have a scone or two. And then my uncle gave me boysenberry jelly that he made himself. I should definitely have this jelly. Anyway, last night the meal was not Weight Watchers friendly. I didn't even log it. Did not even log it. And so we ate and we caught up with our Station 19, Grey's Anatomy, and something else. There was one other show. Million Little Things. I'm really liking Million Little Things. One of the characters on there is now, she's becoming like a radio host, which I find really interesting. they're in a little radio studio, and she's a therapist, so she does radio therapy. Like Dr. Laura Schlesinger. I don't know if you guys ever go take on the day. That's how she ended her. I used to listen to Dr. Laura and Tom Likas. It's kind of jarring. They were on the same station, and you'd be listening to Dr. Laura, and she would be talking to some Karen about some, you know, emotional problem or whatever, and then she'd end up her show, you know, thanks everyone for listening, blah, 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 and then she'd go, now go take on the day. And then you'd hear the beginning of Tom Likas, boom, boom, you know, this rock. Blow it up, Tom! I don't know, it was kind of a weird juxtaposition. It was on the same. But anyway, so I'm really enjoying Million Little Things, and I mean, you just gotta watch Grey's Anatomy. And Station 19 usually rolls into Grey's Anatomy. They share characters, even. And that was it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.